Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich savings plan.
Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1. Listen back on the RTÉ Radio app.
Now, the World Blind Sports Game starts in Birmingham later this week with 70 nations taking part. The games are held every 4 years with events such as powerlifting, goalball, judo, football and 10-pin bowling among the sports on the schedule. Tennis has also been added and Ireland will send a team of 8 tennis players to take part. Drive Time's Mike McCartney travelled to Limerick Lawn Tennis Club at the weekend where he met Irish manager Wesley O'Brien. But first he spoke to Marguerite Quinn, a former Limerick Camogie player. Her life was to change one day in the autumn of 2017.
Ready?
Yes.
Play.
Out.
Well, I found tennis in November 2021. In October 2017, I was at a Camogie match, shouting like I'm always doing. And I got a very bad headache and turned out that I had a brain aneurysm that burst, which ended up being a very, very severe hemorrhagic stroke. So I ended up in Cork for a brain clipping to stop the bleed, 3 weeks in a coma, back to Limerick for 8 months, then on to Dunleary for another 4 months for my long holiday, as my children call it. And, you know, I'm lucky. I'm one of the ones that came through. And I'm still here. Now I'm fighting, hopefully, to bring home a world medal.
So it must be a very worrying time for you. So how was your sight affected?
I have no peripheral vision, so very little side vision. I have some frontal vision, and I can see shapes, colours. So even though the blood got into the optical socket, because it had nowhere to go, so it was looking for spaces and it found that. So they know it's in there, they can see it, but it's just not worth the risk of trying to get it out.
Now, it would have taken time for everything to find some sort of normality.
Is there ever? I don't know. My world was turned upside down. I had just landed my dream job. I'd just become principal of the school I had taught in for 33 years. And about a year to from getting the job, this all happened. So I didn't even get a chance to kind of mess it up even, you know.
And you had a young family at the time?
Yes, they were 14, 16, 18. It was a big upheaval for everybody and my husband got landed for better or for worse. And sickness and in health came to play very much, unfortunately, for them. But look, it takes a bit of guts and a bit of... You need that help behind you. It's the same with the tennis. There is 8 of us on the team, but even though tennis looks to be a very singular game and you're on your own, but like there's a huge team behind us and we've been afforded the time to get together as a team once or twice now, with more to come. So we kind of have bonded, I think, and have come through to tennis, our VI tennis, in different ways, but we all have that, what I say, levelling that we all can't. We don't have full sight.
You go to international events, I suppose, yes, all over Europe. Now you're going out to the World Games in Birmingham. I suppose that was not on the cards.
No, that was not on the card. I did come from a GA background, so I have played for my county and my province. So that level of intensity in sport was always in my life. And as a teacher, I just thought it was brilliant for kids to be involved. Yes, of course, there's always the extremes, but I don't know, is that the children or is that the people on the sideline? You know, it's a very fine line. Once I recovered and out of the wheelchair and walking again, I was looking for a sport that had a bit of a competitive edge to it. And as I say, luckily for me, I came across Wesley, my coach, and he introduced me to the game. And I've been to Poland, been to Hamburg for a training course, been to Wrexham, and now head to Birmingham.
Wesley, you're the Irish team manager. Tell me about the rules of the game. What have you got there in your hand?
Well, I find that blind and VI tennis is quite similar to sighted tennis, except with the main difference being is that blind and VI tennis is obviously based on sound. So the type of ball that we would use would be quite different to a regular tennis ball. It would be a foam tennis ball with a little ping pong inside. So the players would actually use the noise of this ball to locate where the ball is in the court, and in many cases where the ball is going to be on the court. Other differences would be based on your level of sight, would be the number of bounces you would get, The court size would be a little bit different. But the actual scoring system and how the game is played is the very same.
The markings on the court, the tennis player will know exactly where they are.
Yes, this is mainly used in what we would call the B1 category. The B1 category would be the category for people who are completely blind. And if people out there know what a tennis court kind of looks like, the B1 game would be played in the service boxes. And we would put down special tactile lines so the players can actually feel with their hands where is the corner, where is the centre, and where they need to position themselves on the court.
The rest of the team?
Yes, we have 8 players on the team from all over Ireland. We have 2 players from Dublin, 1 from Dundalk, Marguerite from Limerick, 1 from Sligo, and 2 from Belfast, and 1 from Waterford/Mayo. So we kind of got a good level of players going over. We have 2 players in the B1 category, like I said, who are completely blind. 2 players in the B2 category, which would have a little bit more vision. 1 player in the B3 category, which is Marguerite. And then 3 players in the B4 category.
Now, Marguerite, do you know what lies ahead for you now in Birmingham?
I don't fully know because we don't get our match scheduled until we're there. But I'm hoping that there we'll have at least 3 round-robin games, which obviously I need to win to make into playoffs and quarterfinals, semifinals, which is the plan. I'm not going for a holiday. And I haven't been working really hard with local people here and people here in Limerick Lawn who have been so good at giving their time up to me, and all the tennis courts and clubs around Limerick have offered me their courts, and the support I've received from my own parish has been phenomenal, really. And but I think it's everybody sees you working hard, they will get in rowing behind you, you know. I really don't call it blind tennis anymore because I'm big into GA. So when I started playing VI tennis, the men on the sideline were slagging me off. As I said to you earlier on, I tend to shout because being a player, I anticipate the foul. So they were saying, Marguerite, you're not blind, you're cheating. You're shouting at the referee. So now I say VI tennis, and yep, they don't know what VI tennis is, so it's visually impaired. I use a white cane, as you saw there today. But I think everybody needs to, our awareness needs to be heightened that even though I have a white cane, I can see a little bit, but I'm still the one that walks into the door frame or the sandwich board on the street or the dustbin or the glass door. And that's what's so good about this sport, is that it allows those adaptations for all different levels, you know, the 2 bounces, 3 bounces, whatever it is, the tactile court for the people who can't see at all, you know. So it's a great game from that point of view. And it's probably one of the sports that I've come across where male-female play against each other, because obviously we're levelled off because of our disability anyway, but we play against each other and there's nothing given on either side, as always.
Ready?
Yeah.
Play.
Oh, there's nothing given, but best of luck to Marguerite Quinn and to everyone heading over to the World Games in Birmingham. They actually start this Friday, August 18th.